Here we go. We talk about the Entrepreneurial Insider. Thanks, a guest on behalf of Grow every month, talking about the Entrepreneur You Conference and how to confidently run your business workshop at Grow. Guests include you, Mary C. Hartfield, always a pleasure, program manager, business counselor with Grow. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Special hello to you, Beverly Austin, standby, confident coach, owner of Confident Living. Congratulations on your giant award and more.
Thank you.
Here we go. Mary, set up the scene. What's been happening when it comes to planning for this conference?
We are planning for a great conference for women to come and have an opportunity, empowerment and inspiration for a whole day. We have a dynamic speaker. I'm Holly Katko. She's author of Entrepreneur You. We'll have a finance panel. You know, women always need to look at financing depending on what stage you are in your business. We also have a panel of women entrepreneurs telling their success stories. And then also we have 21 workshops and resource tables that are going to be available that day.
Well, a little birdie tells me I'm going to be speaking with Holly next week.
Yes.
As a follow-up. So cool is that. When and where is the conference?
It is March the 3rd, next week, Friday, and it is from 8:30 until 4:30 at Davenport University.
And there's a cost.
There's a cost to get full access to the conference, continental breakfast, and lunch for a cost of only $50.
Yeah, that's a big deal. How do you purchase a ticket?
You can go to bit.ly/2017EntrepreneurU. You also can go to Grow website or Michigan Women's Foundation website.
GrowBusiness.org?
GrowBusiness.org.
Great. Thank you. It's kind of, in these days, it's like, get me to the direct place
right.
And let me just sign up. Well, great venue. For next Friday. So let's bring you into the conversation, Beverly. First of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have a business, Confident Living, and my whole job is to, I help to encourage and build mental stamina in business owners and those in high leadership positions. And so I just really help to build, help them find their purpose, people who are experiencing job career changes. And so I help you build that mental stamina, find that purpose, and to really be in your business and in your career for the long haul.
Owner of Confident Living. How did you come to be? How did your business come to be? How did you find this niche?
This niche came from failure in my own life. And so failure in my own life, in my own business and entrepreneur ventures, I have found myself helping people and coaching them on my own through my own experiences. And so from that, started doing seminars, been traveling all across the United States. And so it's been amazing.
That's great. But your Grand Rapids bound, right? This is coming
for you? I am stable here in Grand Rapids, and I do three seminars a year here, right here in Grand Rapids.
How are you involved in the conference?
So excited. I am doing a seminar called The Bounce Back Effect. And so we know that business entrepreneurship is a tough business. And so part of what I do is I help to, with the mental stamina, to help people to be strong, to repair their lenses, and to make directive, distinct actions to keep moving and to not stop and not give up.
Learning the 10 keys necessary for overcoming setbacks with confidence. Give me a key.
One of the keys is, I love it from Henry Ford, is whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. And so my whole seminar is based off of that premise, is to help you really begin to change your focus, change your mental capacity to understand that whatever you set your mind to do, you can do it. And my next key is to say no. I teach business owners how to say no. It will help you in your life, help you in your stress level to say no, and to say no to you sometime also.
Maybe to say no, to say something yes down the line.
Yes, delayed gratification. We're going to talk about it.
Well, how cool is that? You are also doing a workshop at Grow in March. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we're going to do a workshop in March. It's called Developing Your Business Confidently. And so we know that in this world, there's so much competition. But to help people, help business owners to focus on their niche, discover their why they're doing what they do, to identify their strengths. We know they have weaknesses, but my goal is to help them identify their strengths and strengthen those. As you strengthen your strengths, your weaknesses weaknesses will automatically begin to come up and begin strengthen also. So we're going to deal with your core self so that you can remain and stay in the game, and then help you to know when to ask for help, know when to seek mentorship and to get some help in your business.
So identifying my strengths, is this something I sit around and think about, or work with a coach to pull it out? I mean, is that what this core self mental stamina is?
We're actually going to do some exercises right there in the session to help you begin to do some digging, do some self-assessment. And also, that is a part of what my business is. But we're going to do some things right there in the class, some tangible hands-on exercises right there to help you identify your strengths and some things that you need to focus on there. Strengthen your strengths.
Can you imagine walking out of that workshop? Be higher than a kite on our strengths, won't we?
You got to be ready to go. Nothing will stop you.
Mary, turning back to you on behalf of Grow, let's talk about this particular workshop and the registration on behalf of Grow.
Okay, the workshop is Thursday, March the 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. We're lucky to have her to come in for 3 hours and teach our students on this subject. And then also you can go to growbusiness.org and go to our event calendar and sign up for it.
Great. Back to, I guess, starting, let's go back to the word failure, Beverly. How does one, in a general sense, how do you pick yourself up?
Embrace your failure. Look at your failure as a stepping stone of what not to do. And so not look at it as what you can't do. And I tell people all the time, there's so much that you can do in life. Don't let what you can't do stop you. And so you want to be able to look at your failures and embrace them and look at all of the things. Now you know what not to do so you can try fresh new things and keep it moving.
Awesome. We find out more about you, how?
ConfidentLivingGR.com. ConfidentLivingGR.com.
Yes. Mary, back to basically the structure of this program, Entrepreneurial Insider. Grow works with the entrepreneurs in our area.
Yes, we work with entrepreneurs from even if you're at ideal stage, say I just have an ideal, all the way to startup, growth, and all the ways established. We work with you at every stage of your business. We're there to help to empower you, help you sustain your business, help you to grow your business, help you to scale it up.
And mostly a women audience, but...
Mostly women, but we work with men all the time. We're an intermediary micro lender, so we work with men. We might affect like 23% last year were men that we worked with.
And you wouldn't mind a man in your audience either, would you?
No, most of my seminars now, a lot of wives bring their husbands so that they can get on track together. And we like some good men. We like men in our audience.
Yes.
We love the men.
Yes.
Before I ask about productivity apps, because I'm looking always to learn from you, more on the Grow Resources, Mary?
Grow Resources. As always, how to get access to all of our resources, attend our intro to Grow. And that is usually, they're the first and third Thursday of the month at 12 noon and then at 6 o'clock. And then we also have Small Business GPS Business Basics is starting next month, which is talking about strategic planning, choosing your business structure, and successful relationship building. We also have the second Wednesday of the month, Start Smart. This is where I help you look at the whole internal, external of your business and also decide what is my value proposition? What am I doing different than my competition? And then, of course, we have the How to Confidently Run Your Business next month. But you can go to growbusiness.org and check our event calendar for all of those events.
Okay, let's talk about productivity apps. It's the world in which we live. What do you think? I'll start with you, Mir.
All right. My favorite one now is Word Swag. I like to do Instagram, so it helps me just put my pictures, quotes on there really quick. It's Word Swag. It's a great app, and it has great backgrounds for you. You just type in your information, you're all set to go.
And that's, I can get that from the Google, the Play Store.
I don't know Google Play. I'm an Apple girl.
Okay.
So, but I believe you can.
Is it a free app?
It's a free app.
All right.
It's a free app.
What's it called again? Word
Swag. SWAG.
Got it. Beverly.
Mine is Pages. I am on the go, and I like to do a lot of word processing and lots of things. And if I have a coaching session via the phone, I can work that information out right in a word processing app, Pages, and I can get that done and send it no matter where I am across the country.
Where you go next? Where is it across the country go? You?
My next is I'm going to be here for most of the year. I committed to really doing a lot of coaching here, right here. And so we're going to focus right here, going local, right here in Grand Rapids.
Great. I kind of like, I've been using the Weather Channel. Is that a productivity app?
Yeah. Especially
yeah,
today.
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole
thing. And I want to wear umbrella.
Yeah, it does come. You know, first, I check in my work email, and then my Facebook, and then the Weather Channel. That's a visual for you.
Or you could just ask Alexa. Just ask Alexa. I have an Amazon Echo Dot Alexa, and I just say, Alexa, what's the weather today?
Oh,
so that's even better in the morning.
Okay.
Time.
All right. Let's get the program. All right, details one more time on how to find you, Beverly Austin.
ConfidentLivingGR.com.
Because you are owner of Confident Living and will be playing a role in upcoming workshops as well, including the workshop that is coming up, the Entrepreneur You Workshop, the conference at Davenport. Mary, details on how to register?
You can go to Michigan Women's Foundation or you can go to growbusiness.org and register today. Really, we're asking people to register last day for a give account.
It's a good deal, a great time, and some much learning to be done. Thank you, ladies. Enjoy your rainy day.